Turn your microphone on. Hello. How's everybody doing? Good evening. Happy Tuesday. So glad that you are here with us. I want to get myself a little more centered in the screen there. I've been tinkering again with my setup. So hopefully everything's working tonight. Let me know if you can hear me, if the quality's good, everything. Because I've been tinkering, and I'm not done yet tinkering. I've got some other surprises coming, but I've added another screen. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 screens going now. Do you think that's enough, or do I need a few more? I keep saying I'm going to show you guys the setup, but I'm not sure if I can the way that this is set up right now. We'll do that. I'll take you guys through my whole setup if you want. Orion has seen it, and he was impressed, but, it's all smoke and mirrors. I'm the man behind the curtain. This is just a green screen behind me, and my desk is kind of cluttered. Let's see, David says, does tinkering ever end for any of us tinkerers? No. If it ends for me, then if I'm not tinkering, I'm not living, right? That's just the way it goes for me. And I'm always trying, always watching YouTube and watching new setups and all of those things. And so, just seeing what's available. I am going to try and do something here. Maybe this will work if I'm really sly. Let's see. It's not. Why isn't it letting me bring this in? Everyone. Oh, I bet I know why. I can do it this way. So now you see me in the middle, right? But if I change my source here. No, not that one. That's for later. Let's see if this is. No, it's just a still shot. It's not connecting very well. See, first experiment failed. Maybe a little bit. Let's see. So what I'm doing is I have it hooked up to a camera on my iPhone. But it's going through the Wi-Fi, so I don't think you're going to be able to see it. Well, I'll get it set up so you guys can see how ridiculous it is. My wife walks in every time I've got a new screen, and she's like, what in the world are you doing? Let's see. Orion says, if I don't have a project, I'm not living either. Yeah. So it's fun, keeps me always searching on a quest. I've got some new, camera angles going, and for pre-recorded stuff, I'm going to have it to where I can stand up or be farther back, things like that. David says, there are people who think it has to do with the whistleblower and us not wanting to talk about it. So this is about Facebook. Doesn't make any sense to me because it would still be down if it was. So this is the question that I asked. Is the Facebook outage, is it the beginning of the end of times? And there's a very specific reason why I share this with you, why I bring it up. Now, as David is pointing out, Facebook was down. And Facebook is saying that it was caused by a single mistake. They're saying it took down Messenger, Instagram, WhatsApp, as well as the main service. And it was resulted from a mistake by the company's own network engineers. This mistake led to all of Facebook's services being inaccessible, with one analogy liking it to a failure in the air traffic control services for network traffic. All I want to know is who's losing their job. Who was the guy who just pushed the wrong button, flipped a switch somewhere, and the whole thing went down? Are you believing this, or is it some grand conspiracy because of the whistleblower testimony going on in front of Congress right now? I will tell you, it is not my intention tonight to talk about the whistleblower testimony. I did watch a lot of it, but I want to process. And we'll probably talk about that more on Thursday night in the JMAC Live, or I will do an update between now and then and post it on my website. You know, I don't like to dive into things just on a whim. And so I'm processing and looking into that. But I do like to share rumors and hearsay sometimes. And the reason why I'm asking if it was a grand conspiracy is because we have a family friend who lives in Tampa Bay, Florida. And this this particular family friend runs in the circles of preppers and, you know, people who are, you know, storing up supplies and perhaps talking a little civil war when it comes to the big lie, you know, Trump support and whether or not there was voter fraud. And I guess two things happened in this area that led a large group of people to believe this was it. This was the beginning of the great shutdown or the great reset. So because apparently T-Mobile was down, I haven't seen any stories about it, but this is what he was saying. T-Mobile was down in the area too. And so they were convinced that next would be the banking system. And then absolute anarchy. And here's the crazy thing is that these people are not dismayed by all this. They're excited about it. They're like, yes, finally we get to use all this prepper stuff. I mean, that's the whole thing about the prepper mentality. I understand preparing for worst case scenario, but from what I've seen, and of course, all of my experience with preppers comes from watching Doomsday Preppers on TV. So I'm sure that's a very clear and accurate perspective. And these family friends, but you get to a point where you're disappointed when it's not happening. You're expecting it, you're wanting it, and it's almost like it's your opportunity to finally rise above the man and take back what's rightfully yours. That you'd much rather not live in a civilized society. You'd rather live in kind of more the wild, wild west, every man for himself. And because you've done all the preparations, then you will be on top. And people will be coming to you, but you won't be sharing your goods. That's not the plan. That's not part of the prepper plan. You're going to be sharing them among your group, your tribe, but that's it. Everybody else for themselves. Chris says, this is why I just use Parler. Yeah, good one, Chris. Yeah, so I was wondering if any of you felt like it was the end of the world as we know it, as preppers gleefully went out and purchased more supplies and were convinced. I asked them what the grand conspiracy is, like what is the end game? And that's something that people are never ever able to answer for me. What is the end game? What is the end game for COVID? Okay, microchips in your arms when kids already get vaccinated, the vast majority of them, so you don't need to create a pandemic for that. What is the end game of mask wearing? Like, what is the evil conspiracy? And what would be the end game of the powers that be shutting down the internet, mobile services, and banking? What's the end game? They need you to be controlled and to be complacent. And the way they do that is to make you believe that life is just going on as usual. And you don't see anything that is suspicious or of concern because you only pay attention to your social media, to your channels. You block everything else out. So what would be... That's what I just don't understand. What is the end game of shutting down Facebook? What is the end game? And just so you know, Facebook doesn't have to shut down its entire service to block whistleblower testimony or posts about whistleblowers. We know they have the ability to categorize and sort based upon topic. They could easily filter that stuff out, and people wouldn't know. So saying we're just going to shut down our whole service while the whistleblower is there? No. Those things just don't add up to me. It's like the people who believe that the Twin Towers were actually done by the CIA and an inside job, and that Trump supporting attorneys, Lynn Wood, is that his name? He just this last week said it wasn't planes and we were all bamboozled. And what is the end game? Is it because you wanted a war with Iran? Well, certainly one or two planes would be enough. You don't have to bring down the entire towers to do that. I just don't understand, you know, when you ask them, okay, what's the point here? I never really get to an answer, at least that I'm satisfied with. Let's see. Heather says statistically preppers didn't prep well for COVID. Joffrey, am I saying your name right? Welcome to the show. He says the Facebook Messenger is not working. Is it still down? I don't use Messenger a lot, so not sure. Lauren says I didn't even know Facebook went down until afterwards. Yeah, a friend of mine talking to this friend in Tampa said it was down, and so I'm like, I'll pull it up. And I think right when I went to pull it up is when it came back. So I'm like, I've got it. You're right. Must be a conspiracy. Heather says, same. Didn't know. Nolan joining us again on Twitch. Hey, Nolan. Remain calm and complacent. JMac Live. That's what they want you to do. They're not going to, you know, if they're controlling, if there is a grand conspiracy, they love all this social media and all this division and all of these things because they can manipulate you in any direction they want with the slightest bit of misinformation. They don't want you to be informed, and they certainly don't want you to be cut off from this stream that can manipulate you so easily. That wouldn't make any sense. Why shut it all down? What's the end game? Nolan talking about my statements on the towers, saying the Patriot Act, war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, all of those would have happened if all you had was two planes hitting the towers. You would not have to blow up the towers. I mean, and to go through the effort to bring down the towers? I mean, I don't know if anybody knows what it takes to bring down buildings like that. When they're empty, it can take upwards of a year to put all the explosives in all of the supports, and you've got wires running all over the buildings, everywhere. To have that happen? Like, we're that good that we could rig it, two buildings, three buildings for explosives, and nobody knows, and there's no evidence ever found? That's amazing. That is amazing. You know, people don't typically ask the technology question. Nolan, we're getting sidetracked here, but that's okay. I love you. He says, so how did it happen? We know how it happened. And I love this discussion because I've done huge amounts of research on it, okay? And there have been studies, and we know how it happened. You don't have to go looking for conspiracy theories. We know how it happened. Did you know that if those planes had hit any other building in New York, the buildings don't come down? If they had hit the Empire State Building, the building doesn't come down. Why is that? What makes the Twin Towers, what made them so unique that they would come down and no other building would come down? That's the answer to the question of why it happened. That's the answer. Because the Trade Towers were a new and controversial style of building. Most buildings have their structure on the inside, and it's spread out across the inside. The World Towers, if you looked at the outside and wondered why it was so covered in metal, that wasn't a design feature. That was a structural feature. The Twin Towers were an exoskeleton design. All the support was on the walls, on the outside. And then they had these spans that would go from one side to the other. Very unique construction. Only the World Trade Towers had this construction at the time. So all of the weight of the floors was held in by the outside of the structure. And when the planes hit and the fuels hit and it blasted all of the fire resistance off of the required fire resistant material off, it caused those spans to melt and to sag. And what happens when they melt and they sag? They begin to pull away from the outside structure. And you can actually watch it. If you watch back slow motion, you can see the building start to suck in just as the collapse starts to happen. And then one span on top of another span on top of another span on top of another span. That's what happened. Unique to the World Trade Towers. But most people don't take the time. They just look at that and they say it's any other building and there's no way planes would take down any other building. Well, that's right. It's exactly right. But the World Trade Towers were not any other building. But they won't go that far. So it's like the people who believe that we never went to the moon. What they don't understand is we didn't have the technology to fake it. We had the tech to go to the moon. We did not have the tech to fake the broadcast of us going to the moon. We didn't have the tech. And the tech that would be involved in bringing down the towers and to do it with nobody noticing. I was at in Irving, Texas, when they blew up the old Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And we were able to get a walkthrough. And the drilling involved, the wiring involved, everything involved. How on earth could you pull that off in two of the busiest buildings in the world? How is that? Just think about that. Impossible is the word. Impossible. But a little bit of research will show you exactly why the towers fell. This is Z6 on Twitch. Haven't seen you here before. Thanks for joining us. Civil engineer here. I find this talk of an inside job on the Twin Towers comical. Yeah. It just takes a little bit of background, of understanding what happened. It becomes pretty easy to see and understand. Z6 Val says, I wish these conspiracy folks could just read a little bit more or talk to a civil engineer. I know, but that's like asking a COVID denier to talk to a doctor. There's something much deeper in the desire to believe that the tiny little stream of information that is filled with inaccuracies and manipulation than it is to believe the wider. It like makes people feel like they're better or they're more in control. I don't know what it is. There's a whole psychology behind it. But it's like an empowering feeling, you know? And of course, when we've had decades of politicians on both sides saying, you can't trust this, you have to only believe us. We are the fountain of truth. Once you believe that any single source is a fountain of truth, you are exactly where they want you to be. You are now ripe for manipulation. The minute you believe that one politician is the answer and the fountain of all truth, that politician can now convince you of anything and doesn't need any evidence to convince you of those things. We've seen some profound examples of that here recently. No evidence required because of a strategic process in making you believe you can't trust any media, you can't trust any government, it's all deep state, you can only trust me. That's what cult leaders do. And in today's world, it's so easy because we do it willingly on our Facebook when we like something and when we unfollow something. We're narrowing that stream of information, so we're never challenged. And then the social media companies are doing that because they know the more they cater to us and our narrowing of the stream, then the more we will use them. And so the end result is we're all running around when we're in a society when we should be more informed than ever. We feel more informed than ever, but I'm afraid that really we're less informed. And we're more easily played and more easily manipulated. And when something just sounds right, you know, like there's no way Sleepy Joe could have beat Trump. So there has to be some other conspiracy behind that. There's no way planes would bring down a building. So there has to be. So that's the length of the amount of thought that we put into it. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. Whereas, you know, on this show, when somebody brings that stuff up, I'll deep dive deeper than, you know, I'll go in, man. And I will go in looking for truth without a decision on the front end of what it is. That's why I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours looking into 9/11 and the buildings and the hijackings and why those buildings came down and what happened. Because people were raising these concerns, and I'm like, okay, sure, why not? Let's dive in and let's find it out. Nolan says, like the exoskeleton has to be sagging floor by floor. No, once you have, let's say you have three floors that are pulling in the whole building, the weight of those, and you can just watch it. Just go back and watch the video in slow motion. It's hard to watch. But you don't have what you would have in a building that's brought down by explosions. You would have explosions at each level. And you don't have that. What you have is the floors falling on top of each other. And you think about the whole weight of the top of those buildings coming down and crashing into one span and then the next span and the next span. That's what you have, and it all crashes in on itself because those spans are pulling in. Again, Nolan, this has been research. Trust our civil engineer friend who's listening tonight. There's zero debate in the civil engineering world about why this happened. And I mean zero. Zero. Let's see. Nolan says, you don't have to repeat the official narrative to me. I get that. It's not the official narrative. When have you ever heard somebody explain the structural differences of the buildings? I've never heard anybody do that. That's not the official narrative. The official narrative is planes hit it and they went down. I'm explaining to you why. Based upon the studies, the research, and what happened. So you label it however you want to label it. If that makes it so you can dismiss it by calling it the narrative, knock yourself out. But that's what happened. Let's see. Let's see, Orion. There isn't a conspiracy theory that I haven't ever heard JPEG poke a hole in. Well, if I haven't, it's because I haven't researched it. And again, look, man, I'm telling you right now, if there is any remote chance in the world that there was government involvement in 9/11, do you not think that I would want to find that? If there is any chance in the world that there was widespread election fraud, do you not think that I would want to find that and be the guy to say, look, I would love to be the guy, because that would be a massive problem that would need to be solved. It would also help elevate my career to be the guy. And in fact, on that matter, I could definitely improve my listenership if I participated in spreading the big lie, if I participated in spreading the COVID lies and the vaccination lies. I could elevate my situation dramatically, just like a lot of conservative pundits are doing right now. But I'm on a quest for the truth, and I don't care where it lands. And those of you who have been with me for years, you've seen me go on a quest for truth and come out on the other end very surprised in changing my tune. I'm telling you, man, if it was an inside job and there was any way to substantiate that, any way, I'd be right here sharing it. I'd make it my life's work to publicize it to people. If I saw an ounce of evidence of widespread election fraud, I am telling you, I would use my megaphone and every resource that I had to find it. I have no dog in this hunt except the truth. That's all I've got. That's all I've got. Nolan says they would say I was a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Yeah, they would. And then I would present my evidence, not my conjecture, not my beliefs, but my evidence. Just like when somebody says, why else would the towers come down? I don't label you as a conspiracy theorist. I tell you why they came down. Evidence as to why they came down. So that's what we're missing here. I don't care about the labels. I just don't care. I think we label things because we don't want to deal with them. And then we can excuse it away because we put a label on it. Right? I just don't care about that stuff. Many of you were here, what was it, several months ago when I made a comment and I got confused for a hot minute about how things had happened in the House and the Senate. And when I got off the air, I did some research and I immediately went back on the air to correct it. Do you remember that? I immediately went back on the air. And then with the help of our good friend, Chris Larson, he helped me realize I was right the whole time. But that's how concerned I am about the truth. This is not an exercise in me beating people over the head about what I believe. It's not what's going on here. On another Twitter follower says, then you, my friend, are clueless. So I've been talking about putting a label on people and explaining them away, and you decide to respond to that by putting a label on me. Okay. All right. If it makes you feel better, hey. Make fun of me, call me names, call me clueless, whatever you want. I can handle it. But what I'd like you to do, what I think would be cool, what I would think would be the right response would be to say, no. Here's the evidence. Here's what you missed. Have you considered this? Because that's what I did tonight when somebody came forward and seemed to imply that the tower shouldn't have come down, and therefore it must have been some extraordinary measures. I didn't label them. I explained my research and why I can very calmly and easily disagree. I don't need words like clueless. I don't need that stuff, and you shouldn't either. It doesn't make you... It doesn't make you the way that you're making out to me. Nolan says, I just watched multiple controlled demolitions on YouTube and there were not multiple explosions on a single one. So you lied about that. But now I'm lying. Okay. All right. Yeah. YouTube is your source. I was actually physically at the destruction of the former Dallas Cowboys Stadium. And watched it happen with my own eyes. But again, you know, there are certainly explosions that happen where you, demolitions that happen where you can't see it. And there are those that you can't. So you can dismiss my point on that. Nolan says, pull it up. It's video evidence. Nolan, for you, I will stipulate that not every demolition of a building you can see the explosions. Doesn't change the facts of the civil engineering behind the World Trade Center. But I'll give you that. No problem. Okay. Let's see. Let's get to some of the other things on my list tonight, and you can keep your comments coming. So, let's see. This is just for funsies, because I'm wondering how to pronounce this now. President Trump, former President Trump, has announced a new pack on Monday. His critics couldn't get over the name. And I'm just wondering how to pronounce the acronym. Make America Great Again. Again. So how do you pronounce that? Is it MAGA? Is it MAGA? How do you... I don't know why I got such a kick out of that. you tell me how you pronounce it. Nolan says, let's just move on then. Nolan, you should have just realized that I listen. I think I just demonstrated to you that I listen. And that this is a two-way conversation. So you can hold it against me that you said something and I altered my statement based upon what you said. That should show you that I'm actually listening and processing and reasoning here with you. So I hope that's a sign that I'm actually looking for truth here and not just trying to pound you with conjecture and those kind of things. David says, you can't make America great again if you didn't make it great in the first place. Well, I think he would be referencing, to be fair to Trump, he would be referencing that period of time in between the beginning of his presidency and COVID, where the economy was booming. And it was booming. There's no doubt about that. Now, there is a lot of debate on how much he contributed to that. I think we give presidents way too much credit for their influence on the economy. I think a president can destroy an economy pretty quick. But as far as growing an economy, I believe that Americans do that. I do think that some of the temporary tax relief helped. I do think deregulation helped. But if you go back and look at the charts and the graphs in the last 2 years of the Obama administration, you will see this country was on a major rebound. Trump didn't destroy that rebound. He probably made it better. So I would suspect that's what he's talking about. When it comes to MAGA, Nolan says the whole conversation was about evidence and truth in opposition to conjecture, but we caught you slipping again, and then you just got to sweep it under the rug. But it's your show, so I'm down for whatever. You catch me slipping? See, that's your characterization of what happened. I said, if you watch videos, you'll see the explosions happen. I have been at an implosion and seen the explosions happen. You brought up videos that showed you can't see the explosions happening. So I said, I met you in the middle. You could call that slipping, but that's not even close to the core of my argument. That's like this side tangent. It's like you picked one little piece of the conversation we had and you're like, oh, I'll pick that apart. And now that means Jay's done. When the truth is that was a side commentary to the civil engineering of the buildings and why the buildings came down. So once again, I hope that I have demonstrated to you what you call slipping is actually engaging in a two-way conversation when you consider the thoughts and the viewpoints of the other person. But I stand 100% behind my claims of the structural differences between the two towers and the other buildings. If you choose to challenge that, just like I did with YouTube, I will consider your challenge. So present it to me, and you should now have learned that I will consider your challenge. And what you call slipping, I call growing and progressing. Okay? Let's see. I really didn't want this to be on 9/11. That was one of like three pieces of evidence of the towers falling you provided. So two out of three immediately refuted with evidence is kind of slip. No. You call it whatever you want. And if you feel good about it, great. That's fine. But we know why the towers fell. And if you can show me evidence that says that that's wrong, I'd love to see it. Let's go to COVID here. Again, I'm always following COVID research. I found this to be interesting. Among 798 respondents to the ongoing COVID-19 smell and taste loss survey who had tested positive for COVID-19 and reported a loss of smell or taste, participants who were younger than 40 recovered their sense of smell at a higher rate than those older than 40. This is according to study results published in the American Journal of... No, I'm not going to pronounce that. I'm not. So I just thought you would find that interesting. But the study that I saw that was even more important is this headline, without masks, 2-meter distancing is not enough. To prevent the spread of COVID indoors, the 2 meters physical distancing guideline is not enough without masks, according to researchers from Quebec, Illinois, and Texas. However, wearing a mask indoors can reduce the contamination range of airborne particles by about 67%. Mask mandates and good ventilation are critically important to curb the spread of more contagious strains of COVID-19, especially during the flu season and winter months as more people socialize indoors, according to some professors. While most public health guidelines recommend physical distancing of 2 meters for people from different households, the researchers say distancing alone is not enough to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And it's this, and it tells you where that was published. So more evidence of the efficacy of masks and social distancing, not such a great measure if you don't have masks. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. That was what I had on my list. Let's see. Robbie says, hey, what is going on with you? This is not a thing, dude. Are you talking to me or are you talking to somebody else? Here's from our civil engineer. If it helps, no two demolitions look the same. It depends on the design, the materials, explosives. It's a pretty complicated process. Now, let's deal in conjecture here. And maybe you can help me out, Z6 Val. If the structure of the World Trade Towers is on the outside of the building, would you not see explosions on the outside of the building if this was a controlled, purposeful demolition? What do you say? What do you think? Because again, World Trade Towers, completely different exoskeleton design. So in a lot of those videos Nolan brought up, those are going to be interior structure, so you may or may not see the explosions. On the World Trade Center, World Trade Towers, could you bring those down without seeing explosions on the outside? I'm going to say, but it's conjecture, not likely. Let's see here. David, I personally had one of the rare experiences at a cottage meeting where I asked a question that Jay hasn't done research on before. I appreciated that you wanted to do your homework first. Thank you, David. I appreciate that. TikTok, RDR, I can't pronounce your username, says, hey, thank you for joining us. Not on TikTok, on Twitch. Robbie says, go back to the radio. I'll make some calls if needed. Nolan says, no, don't conjecture. Just admit you have no idea what happened. Why would I do that when I have every idea what happened? Why would I do that? And when now a civil engineer has even chimed in to tell you that just because you found some YouTube videos without explosions doesn't mean that you would. And then I added on top of that, that how could you possibly bring down the towers when the exoskeleton is on the outside without seeing explosions? How could you do that? And again, even if we stipulate that I was completely wrong on that, that doesn't change anything that I said about the structural integrity of the buildings and how they were built, and also what it would take to drill into the structure and run wiring to every support in these buildings, and nobody knows what it would take. We'll just skip past all that, and we'll focus on the one thing where you think you maybe found a little bit of an edge. Fine. Z6Val says, absolutely. So again, responding. The exoskeleton design of the World Trade Towers, if you were going to bring that down with explosions, our civil engineer says you would absolutely see those from the outside. Manuel, joining us on YouTube, says, love your commentary, Jay. Thank you. Nolan says, you don't know what it would take. Okay, whatever. You tell me how you do it. You tell me how you're going to bring down these two buildings with this very unique structure, exoskeleton design, and you're going to do it without any outside explosions being seen. Just tell me how to do that. And again, disregard the fact that the buildings were built completely different, and disregard what it would take to wire up the two largest buildings in New York to bring them down. And nobody knows. Nobody sees it. How could you possibly? I don't even know how you could do that or believe that. Orion says, believers are there to believe. They aren't thinkers. You'll never convince them otherwise. Don't waste your energy on the crazies, Jay. Now, Orion, I don't know Nolan. I don't know all the research that he has done. He's clearly listening to what I'm saying and going to find YouTube videos. I don't know if he's searching to prove his point or searching for the truth, but you're not going to hear me call anybody crazy. I am going to do everything in my power to share with you what I have found out. And I hope that you'll consider it. I really do. It feels like you just want to try and poke little holes, but not look at the whole picture and not listen to the civil engineers and not research the study. That's what it feels like, but it's not fair for me to jump to that conclusion because, again, I don't know you. But we're kind of going down the same path we went the other night, Nolan, about widespread election fraud, that you had a feeling that it happened. You openly admitted there was no evidence that it did. And I feel like we're kind of heading down that same path. You have a feeling, and you don't have any evidence to refute the structural design or what it would take to wire up that building, but somehow still it happened. So you choose to go off feelings. I choose to go off hundreds of hours of research about the structure of the building. I'm curious. Did you even know? Honestly, answer me. Did you even know that the World Trade Centers were completely different in their design? I promise you, most of Americans don't even know that. They don't know and understand that the World Trade Towers were built different. They're like the LeBron James. They were built different. And that's why they came down. And it's an absolute tragedy. This is more labeling, Nolan, and you're better than that. You do not stray from the mainstream narrative on any of these points. Here's something I want you to think about, Nolan. What if the mainstream has it right? Because you haven't been able to refute anything that I've said, with the exception of you found videos that didn't have explosions on the outside. So you don't like what I'm saying and you just label it. You just label it. Again, I take all the time to share with you the structural issues of the World Trade Center, and you want to explain it away with the media. Why? Why do you need that? Why do you have to go there? Why can't we have a discussion? Why don't you go out now, you watch some YouTube videos, now go out and find for me how the buildings weren't different and how you could bring down those buildings without explosions on the outside. Do that. Instead of labeling for the mainstream media. Let's see. Nolan says, if you could leave the door open for being wrong, I wouldn't even care, but you are so adamant that your view is the correct. Nolan, didn't we just go through a situation in this conversation where you brought up a point and I stipulated that I should change the way that I'm saying something? Doesn't that kind of prove to you that the door is open? Are we having the same conversation here? Because I think everybody else watching saw it happen and knew what happened and knows that I am not afraid to go back and say, okay, I accept that. All right. Okay. That one's not as sure as the other one. You should be feeling more confident that the door is open, not less. So now bring it on. Bring it, brother. Bring me the evidence. Let's see it. Let's see it. David says, Nolan, can I speak with you in the let's avoid straw man and ad hominem room, please? That's what this show is supposed to be. Orion says, I didn't see the last broadcast. I need some more popcorn. We went at it over election fraud and COVID lies. Was it last Thursday, Nolan? We went for 2.5 hours. The longest podcast in JMAC history. Not the longest radio broadcast. When I was on the radio in Dallas, I had a co-host and we went for 5 hours. Of course, we every day, but we had breaks. And so, you know, we could regroup. In this situation, I just keep talking. But so not the longest radio broadcast, but we went for 2.5 hours. But we ended up there, Nolan, where I think we're going to end up here. And that is you're disputing what I have, but you're not presenting any evidence. So again, beyond the YouTube videos that you found. But we've kindly had a civil engineer. Of course, we don't know if he's really a civil engineer. Refute that. David says, I think the election night podcast was the only one that might have been longer. You're right. You're right. That one might have been longer. So again, I would hope that you'd come away from this discussion recognizing that I have an open mind, but I do like the E word. evidence. Nolan, come on. He says, you keep asking for ridiculous evidence, like how would you blow up an exoskeleton building and provide the ballots from election night? Ridiculous evidence? Once again, I clearly stated that the blowing up a building without seeing the explosions that has an exoskeleton, that was conjecture on my part. I did not say that was evidence. I told you up front that was conjecture. I was not presenting that as evidence. Our civil engineer friend agreed with that, but I told you that was conjecture. The evidence is in the way the building was built, and the evidence is in the studies and the investigations that have been done after the fact. They all come together. So your job, if you want to dispute that, is to provide evidence. And this is something that I keep asking you for. What is the reason for your line of thinking? And it's why I want to continue to engage with you, because again, what is happening, and we're heading there again, and it is that you have come to a conclusion or a belief, but you don't have evidence to support it. But you feel like it's right. And so when somebody comes on and says, here's why it happened, instead of listening to that, you're still sticking to this like belief that you're clinging on to for some reason. There is no world, Nolan, where asking for evidence is wrong. There is no world where asking for proof before you believe something to be wrong. If it's, I have beliefs about things, but I will tell you if they are conjecture or not. I love to dabble in hypotheticals. And in fact, we started this show talking about whether it was a Facebook conspiracy that they were shut down. But that was all just conjecture. And, you know, if you want to tell me you believe in your heart that it happened, that it was some kind of inside job, well, then I could tell you my evidence, the studies that have been done, why the buildings are different, and you can stick with your beliefs, but and tell you can't tell me, this is, I guess, my frustration. You can't tell me that my door is closed to being wrong when you've presented nothing. Nothing to make me open that door. My friend, give me some evidence. And again, we've gone down this road with COVID. We've gone down this road with elections. And now with 9/11. You've come to conclusions. You don't have evidence to support those conclusions. I've done extensive research on all of it. My conclusions came not because I listened to the media. My conclusions came because I research extensively. I see every new COVID study that comes out. I shared with you the two that came out today. I went back and researched 9/11 intensively and have done so with so many of the conspiracies out there because I want to know, you know. And if for some reason, these things exist, man, shoot, show me some evidence. My door is wide open. Nolan says he is a Twitch user. You got to stop calling him your civil engineer. I already said that. I already clearly said we don't know if he's a civil engineer. Let's see. Jenny, I'm sorry, but how about the emotional, mental aspect of whatever you want to call it? Why would our own government take down the towers and kill thousands of our own people to prove what and gain what? I know our government isn't pure, but that seems that seems like a leap to me. Well, the belief is, and Nolan already described it, you get the Patriot Act, you get to go after Afghanistan. There are people who say it was for oil, right? I think that, you know, I can't dispute those motivations. I just don't think that anybody in their right mind, conjecture coming, would risk discovery in bringing down the towers. Who would, I mean, you just picture the people around the table doing the muhaha. Okay, we want to be able to get rid of Saddam Hussein so we can have their oil. We want to go into Afghanistan. So let's fake a bunch of hijackings, or let's pay fundamentalists. Let's say we didn't even fake it. And we'll get them to fly buildings into the towers, and all of America will watch that live. Oh, it's not going to be enough. After they see that, it's not going to be enough. We need to do more. Which it's just not going to be good enough. Two planes going into the towers and another into the Pentagon. And the other one, was it heading for the White House? I don't know. It's just not going to be enough. We have to do more. So let's risk getting caught. And let's somehow plant explosives up and down the two largest buildings in the country. And somehow hide all of the wiring and everything. And let's bring the towers down. Only then will Americans support. Really? Really? That was their calculation? I'm telling you what. I didn't need the towers to come down to want retribution. When I saw, you know, I did what everybody else did. I woke up in the morning. I posted a blog about my day on 9/11 on this last anniversary. And I woke up and I heard a plane had run into the towers and I watched and I thought, what a tragedy. Can you believe it? Somehow a plane got off track. When that second tower hit, and I know every one of you here that was watching it live, you knew in that second that this had to be planned and that it had to be an enemy of this country. And in your heart, in that moment, you were resolved to do everything in your power to catch the people who did it. There was no need for those buildings to come down. That type of planning and that type of calculation, for what? For what? I'm telling you, this could have been a much lower level attack. This could have been an Oklahoma City style attack. I don't want to call that lower level, but it could have been one man, one terrorist. It could have been all kinds of other things, and we would have had the same resolve. I just can't imagine. Nolan says, getting caught by who? Getting caught by the people in the building. Getting caught by the owners of the building. Getting caught by the firefighters who find all of the wiring. I mean, getting caught by first responders, getting caught by, you can't hide evidence of a planned, controlled explosion. That just doesn't disappear. There's just no reason for it. It is beyond, in my opinion, beyond reasonable belief to think that people would go to that level. Nolan says, sounds plausible. Actually, keep going. Okay, sounds plausible to you. All right. Jenny says, completely agree with you, Jay. I don't know how you could watch what happened that day and not know we were attacked by our enemies. Yeah. That moment. You didn't need to bring down towers to do it. No way. Nolan said that happened in 1993. Are you talking about the Otherworld Tower attack? Orion, if the government really wanted to blow up the Twin Towers, they would have just dropped a couple 2,000-pound bombs from a couple F-16s. Well, that would be obvious who did it, though. I mean, we're dealing in the world of wanting to pull this off and blame somebody else. So, that would kind of destroy the point, Orion. And Nolan says, single bomber tried to blow up the World Trade Center in 93 and it didn't trigger the Patriot Act and a foreign war. That's right. It was a low level. We were not in the place we were on 9/11. It was definitely something that got our attention, but I don't consider that an event that would have triggered anything. I think it would have to be something that kills hundreds or thousands. And the fact that it was played out in front of the eyes of most Americans and most of the world certainly helped. But I think you're right about the World Trade Tower. That one didn't do it. It certainly got the attention of our intelligence agencies and our military. But I'm talking about in the area of hundreds of people killed or thousands. That's what I mean by lower level. Nolan says, so there I refuted your conjecture with evidence. Okay. It's conjecture. It's my opinion against yours in that case. I don't believe that was not the type of attack I was referring to. So you refuted nothing. Abby says, Orion Thompson, you are a terrible conspirator. I love it. You say it needs to kill hundreds or thousands, but then ask why demolish the towers. The plane crash was enough. If it wasn't the plane crashes, it would take something that would kill hundreds. That is my statement. But any conspirators planning an event is going to know that if we can actually manage to fly two commercial jets into the towers, America will be at our beck and call for whoever we blame. So if it's not two planes in front of Americans' eyes, it takes something like hundreds of people being killed in a terrorist attack. My opinion. Let's see. He said, you got to pick one. No, I really don't. I really don't. If you can manage to fly two, you don't see a difference between flying two planes into the towers and what happened in 93. I do. I see a huge difference. And like I said, if it was an Oklahoma bombing, for example, and they assigned that bombing to an Osama bin Laden, then yeah, that would have done it. That would have been enough. But 93 wasn't enough. Let's see. Anything else you guys want to talk about tonight? Or are you just enjoying the conversation? It's becoming the Jay and Nolan show, which I don't mind because I think we can make some progress here, I hope. I did tell you I started out at the beginning of the show, if you missed it, that I was not planning tonight to talk about the whistleblower Facebook testimony. That I wanted to be able to watch it and process it. And maybe on Thursday night, we can dive into that in more detail. So that's why it's not coming up on tonight's show. Nolan says, haha, J-Mac is good guy regardless of disagreements. Nolan, thank you. And I think you're a good guy too. You could be throwing expletives at me. You could be you know, doing all that stuff, and you haven't engaged in any of that. And so we can go back and forth all day long, and I enjoy the conversation. I think it's fantastic. Orion says, the 93 bombing was a close call. The truck bomb was on the main support column for the northwest tower corner of the south tower. Had the column blown, it would have taken out both towers. 50,000 people would have died in seconds. That was their goal, for sure. David says, has anybody gotten a bingo on their logical fallacy bingo cards yet? Oh, you guys are the best. Oh, you guys are the best. Heather says, sidebar, though you can get your flu shot and COVID together, don't. I was way more miserable than just with the COVID alone. Yeah, I've had reactions to the flu shot before. I didn't have any reaction to the COVID vaccine except my arm. My shoulder was sore for a couple of days. But that's it. That makes sense to me. My wife had more of a reaction. She was tired for 3 or 4 days after the vaccine. So, you know, maybe if you've had a flu shot before and that was a bad experience, that can kind of guide you on how you might potentially respond to the COVID vaccine. Oh, I did see one other thing. If you are a member of the JMAC Club on the website, jmcfarland.com, if you are one of our paying supporters, $5 or more, I posted a JMAC Snacks today. And it has about, I think, 8 different fun, quick videos. Some of them are fun. But in there is a clip of Mike Pence being interviewed by Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity is asking him if he is still friends with former President Donald Trump. And I'm not playing the audio for you because the minute I play the audio, I get flagged. You better be careful what you're saying. I get flagged for copyright. So, and they mute the video. So I've stopped playing videos for you, but I can play them from my own website so you can see it there. But Mike Pence, like 5 different times, says, I want to focus on the future. We need to focus on the future. We need to talk about the future. The media just wants to talk about the past and January 6th. We need to talk about the future. And it was an interesting exercise for me, having covered politics on the radio for 20 years. This is a tactic that, let me translate. If you are proud of your history, of your presidency, of your administration, you don't go around saying, let's focus on the future. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't say that the media is just focusing on the past. I want to focus on the future. When you say, I want to focus on the future, that is political speak for, I want you to forget the past, please. And that is what he's saying. And it's unfortunate. He told me, he said in the interview that him and the president are still friends. They had a discussion after January 6th. They get along, and I would have loved to have heard Mike Pence say that I gave him a piece of my mind for asking me to violate the Constitution. And I gave him a piece of my mind for perpetuating election fraud conspiracies for 3 straight elections. I would have loved to have seen that. But he can't, because he clearly has political aspirations, and so he's forced to admit that he's still friends with the man who asked him to violate the Constitution. That, just sad. But just you know, anytime you hear somebody saying, the future, I want to focus on the future. If they had a past they were proud of, they would be screaming that past from the rooftops, because that's what you do. You don't say, You don't say, I want to focus on the future. Chris says, if you are proud, you start a pack called Make America Great Again. Again, we talked about that at the beginning, Chris. You probably missed it. I was trying to figure out how to pronounce it because that's Trump's new pack. Make America Great Again, Again. And I'm trying to figure out if it's MAGA, if it's just you hold it out, MAGA. What is it? I'm trying to figure that out. Orion says, I said Mike Pence was a puppy in January. I stand by that. He's still a puppy. Kick him in the guts and he still loves you. Mike Pence was a perfect example of what happens with a narcissist manipulator. Because a narcissist doesn't care about principles, rules, standards. All they want is their own elevation and gain. And what people think is, well, if I do what this person asks, if I'm loyal to them, then at some point when I can't quite fulfill what they're asking, they'll understand, they'll appreciate my loyalty, and we'll still have a relationship. But that's the way it works with normal people. But when you have somebody who's always moving the line, and this is what Trump always did, he moved Pence passed the line over and over again. And Pence, like Ryan said, the puppy, he just allowed the line to be moved over and over again. Well, when that happens, there will come a point when that line pushes to your edge. For most people, there's an edge. And that edge for Mike Pence came on January 6th. When thankfully Mike Pence sided with principle and the Constitution and did so while the president was out bad-mouthing him. And we know on January 6th, they weren't just looking for Pelosi. They were looking for Pence because the belief was he was a traitor for not doing what Trump wanted. And so you might think, well, gosh, you know, can you just give me this one thing? No, Trump turned on him. Trump turned on him. It happened with Fox News. They kept justifying. They kept going along. Okay, go along, go along. Move the line, move the line. And then when they had to come out and say and call the election and say there was no election fraud, was he like, hey, you guys have been so loyal to me for so long. You know, thanks, I appreciate it. Let's just agree to disagree on this and we'll move forward. No, suddenly Fox News is dead to him. And then he's back. That's what happens. When somebody's always asking you to move the line, you will get to a point where finally it gets to your standards. And then you have to decide whether or not you really believe what you believe. But do not expect that person to say, I understand. Let's agree to disagree. Let's see. Orion says, MAGA. Oh, like a lamb. Abby Evans, same text, Abby. It's almost like you guys are in the same house or something. It's weird. Nolan says, past. Are you saying this is all in the past? I don't know what that comment means. I missed your comment before that. Sorry, Nolan, didn't mean to do that. You really want politicians to only brag about what they did in the past? Forget about Trump for a minute and that this is a hot take. No, you if you're proud of your past, you talk about past and future. But what you've done is your resume, right? I mean, that's what you've done is your resume. And Biden did this as though he was responsible for everything, quote, good in the Biden administration, right? He didn't say, I don't want to talk about the White House and that administration. I want to focus on the future. No, he took the things that they're proud of and the things that that they did. And he punched those up. So any good politician is going to do both. You talk about the really good that you've done, and you talk about what needs to be done, the future. It's a packaging of both, right? When you only want to talk about the future, that's a signal. And he said it. Go to my website. He said at least 5 times in this one sentence. I think it was 5. I didn't count. So if you're going to call me on how many times, I didn't count. It felt like 5 times. Nolan says, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I'll bite. Trump isn't a career politician, so he only has 4 years to talk about, and not much got done in that period. Oh my gosh, Nolan. Trump has so much to talk about. So much. And I'm surprised he isn't. I mean, Trump should be. So first thing, the Make America Great Again is about the economy that existed before COVID. So he has that to brag about. Then he has his Supreme Court nominees to brag about. Then he has the Operation Warp Speed to brag about. The problem is he fumbled so ridiculously with COVID. He admittedly downplayed. He said the virus is going to go away without a vaccine. He destroyed the credibility of his own vaccine before it even came out. There's plenty if you want to try. Mike Pence seems to be running from all of it. It just is kind of bizarre to me. But I think he wants to run from it because every time he goes back to the administration, he's going to be asked about the big lie and he's going to be asked about January 6th. And so he'd rather just say, I want to talk about the future, because he doesn't want to be bombarded with those questions. I think those questions are fair game. I think they're 100% fair game because Trump continues to perpetuate those lies. And so do many of his supporters and pundits. I think that they're completely fair game. Nolan says, Biden and Harris both said they wouldn't take the vaccine that Trump was rushing to provide the people. Interesting, Nolan. We're having a discussion about a narcissist, about the way they act, about Pence not only wanting to talk about the future. And for some reason, you're bringing up Biden and Harris. But you're not a Trump supporter. Why do you knee-jerk to that? Because we weren't talking about them. I'm just curious. Why do you do that? Because if we were having a discussion about COVID and why the vaccine has been minimized and those types of things, or who's responsible for vaccine hesitancy, that comment is perfectly on board. But we were talking about Trump and the past and what could you prop up about the Trump administration. Nolan says, you said Trump downplayed the virus and the efficacy of the vaccine. That's right. I was talking about how he blew it and how he could be right now out touting how amazing this was. But because there was no clarity in his handling of the vaccine, he can't. The whole discussion is about what can they punch up and what are they running from? That was the discussion. David says, Orion, is that whataboutism? I didn't want to say it. Orion says, and there it is. Is that how you say touche? Bingo? Is that how you spell that? If you want to have a discussion about vaccine hesitancy, certainly both sides have played politics with that. Anything else? How long have we been going? An hour and 21 minutes. I feel sometimes like, Nolan, your goal is just to get us to go forever. And Nolan says, Orion and David are trying to have a lot of fun at my expense. It's weird. It's playful. It's not mean. Anything else? Nick says, I love these shows. I know that there are those of you who love it when one listener and myself will go off on these chants. It used to happen a lot when we were live streaming to TikTok. It's happening more and more as I go from, let me see, I think I have 12 Twitch followers now. So it's happening a little bit more from Twitch, from the big 12 on Twitch, but there are others who just want me to get to the facts. It's one of the reasons why I've been trying to do a JMAC update, although I didn't do one last week. I'll try and get one done this week. That's just quick, boom, here's the story, here's my opinion on it, and we'll move on to the next one and the next one. These lives are designed for participation. That's why I have these lives, is for those people who want this this level of conversation back and forth. So I hope you like it. Most of you are still hanging on. Nick also says, I need to start bringing popcorn. I'm glad you're enjoying it. But I also hope that there's some learning and considering and, you know, along the process as well. Anything else? While you're typing in your next comments, please do go to jmcfarland.com. And you can sign up for free. There are some benefits for free. But if you can support this podcast, it's the only reason I could bring it to you because of your support. Many of you who are commenting tonight are paid supporters of this broadcast, and you have been before I even offered back any benefits. So I just want to thank you for that. But if you do come in, depending on what level you come in, excuse me, you can get access to wow, the soda's fighting back. My private blog, the JMAC Snacks, the JMAC Update, also my books, webinars, t-shirts, swag, all that stuff. So please take a minute. And again, that just helps me be able to bring these to you. David says, Nolan, my apologies, but I promise Jay's world can be rocked. I have seen it firsthand. He's right. I am not an immovable force. And I mean it when I tell you that if there is widespread election fraud out there, I want to find it. And I have searched. If there is evidence that our government conspired to blow up buildings for their own gain, man, I want to find it. And I'm very sincere about that. That COVID is a hoax, or that the vaccine is a hoax? Again, come on. Man, if that evidence exists, let's do this and let's spread the word. Let's do this. Nolan says, J-Mac, if you took cookies out of the cookie jar, would you leave crumbs all the way to where you are hiding? I'm not sure how to respond to that, Nolan. I'm certainly not hiding. So, not sure what you mean. Is that some phrase or something that I should be familiar with? Is that a movie phrase or something? I don't know. Or would you cut? I know what you're. Okay, so we're back to your same statements about the election and other things. So you're saying, wouldn't you leave? Would you hide what you're doing? So I think what you're saying, Nolan, is if you had managed to wire the entire World Trade Center with explosives, wouldn't you try to hide that? That's what you're saying. Of course you would. But my point is, you would never try and do that because you would know you couldn't do it. Impossibility to do that would be my point. He says, no, that is a blanket statement. That is not about the election. Well, you've kind of made that about the election. And I think you're kind of making the same point here about 9/11. Yeah, if you commit any kind of conspiracy, you would try and cover your tracks, but that is no evidence that any conspiracy ever happened. And while there are mountains of evidence that what the media narrative, as you've called it, is exactly what happened. Mountains of evidence. So, again, anyone that wants to choose to believe those things in the face of those mountains of evidence, fine. But as for me, I'm going to require more than just a comment about a cookie jar. Just me. And again, man, I would be so there with you. I would be so there with you. Nolan says, I would agree. Granted, you can trust everything in the mountains of evidence. It's not just mountains of evidence. It's that you also have to have mountains of conspirators. This is where it breaks down. So, for example, with COVID, you would have to have global, those people who believe that COVID is a hoax, then every government would have to be participating in that hoax. Governments who are fascist, governments who are Taliban, governments who are Iran, governments who are Russia, who don't have our interests, they are all fighting the same battle of COVID. And they are all coming to the same medical conclusions. So in that case, mountains of research that back it up. But on the flip side, if it is a conspiracy, you're talking about millions of people who are involved in that conspiracy. So it's a combination of both. Who would have to be involved in a conspiracy of 9/11? I believe that the first responders would have to be involved, that those firefighters would be able to tell if that was brought down by controlled explosions. I believe that the first responders, I believe that the investigators, I believe that you would have to have a conspiracy on a scale that is beyond belief. For me, beyond belief. The same with election fraud. You would have to have Democrats who are running elections and Republicans who are running elections. So many moving parts in counties that decide their own election processes and all of these things to be involved. And when you look back in history and you look at legitimate cases where election fraud swayed elections, like in Chicago, they happened in one county because pulling it off in two would have been like unbelievably difficult. So the difficulty level at 1,000, the conspirator level on some of these things in the millions, and then the mountains of evidence coming from multiple sources, all confirming. So if it was just a mountain of evidence from one entity, well, yeah, you can scrutinize that. But when you get it from multiples across the board and world organizations and Russia and Iran, I mean, these are not common bedfellows with us. So you put that whole package together and it becomes insurmountable to believe in a global conspiracy like that for COVID. Comes close to insurmountable for me when it comes to a national election fraud. And same with 9/11. So to me, it's a combination of all of it together. David says, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. I would say, David, they require any evidence. Forget extraordinary. Give me something. Give me something. We haven't heard anything tonight. Just give me something. It doesn't have to be extraordinary. Blow your blow your mind kind of stuff. Warbird Snipe says, I'm out. Trust scientists and have a great night, bro. I haven't seen you on Twitch before. So thanks for checking in. I don't just trust a scientist. I have read, it's crazy. I've read every study published on the CDC website for mask efficacy. I read another one for you tonight that just came out. These are not just scientists. These are multiple different organizations all coming to the same conclusion. And then in each country, they have their own scientists and they're doing their own research and they're coming to the same conclusions. So globally, they're coming to the same conclusions. Forgive me if I will trust that over the social media tweets about ivermectin, where there's been no studies, no clinical trials for COVID. And when there's a lot of nonsense. In fact, I forgot about this. Let's see if I can bring this up. Oh, I closed it down. I'll find it quick. I saw a post from a conservative pundit. I don't remember who it is. I apologize because it was in passing. I'll try and find it, but hang on. Let me bring this up because this was a screaming banner headline. Let's see. Go back here. Where is it? Oh, no, right here. Okay. Let's bring this up. All right. New pill halves the risk of COVID hospitalization in trial. Okay. You all heard about this. This is from Merck. An experimental drug for severe cold cuts the risk of hospitalization or death by about half. The tablet, molnupiravir, was given twice a day to patients recently diagnosed with the disease. U.S. drug maker Merck said its results were so positive that outside monitors had asked to stop the trial early. It said it would apply for emergency use authorization for the drug in the U.S. in the next 2 weeks. This pundit was suggesting that ivermectin is being downplayed because the pharmaceutical companies want to make millions with their, quote, new pill. And what they really should be doing is just rolling out ivermectin for everybody. How many conspiracy theorists do you think latched onto that and said, yeah, that's right? Do you think ivermectin is made in a barn? I laugh because it's so insane. Who makes ivermectin? Pharmaceutical companies do. Do you not think that if they had a product that was already there, already approved for human use, that could cure COVID, they wouldn't roll that out to the masses? But it gets even better. Guess who puts out ivermectin? Or at least one of the sources. Merck. Yeah, Merck. The same company that has just produced this pill. This is how insane and how elaborate the conspiracy theories have to be. And how much they play on ignorance. Yeah, why don't they just push out ivermectin? Instead, they want to make billions by coming up with their new pill. They make ivermectin, dude. You know what kind of gold mine that is? To find a current drug of yours that is already approved for use in humans that now solves a pandemic? And you don't have to go through trials and research and all this stuff? Do you know what kind of gold mine that is? Like, okay, fine. Fine, but don't trust the scientists, Warbird Snipe. Orion says, often the simplest explanations are closer to the truth. If you're coming up with complicated conspiracy, you're trying too hard. Terrorists blew up the WTC, simple. If you choose to believe there is a conspiracy, I would ask you to present some evidence. That's all. That's all. Nolan, this is a lie. It's a proven lie. The CDC is funded in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Bloomberg Family Foundation. Well, let me double check. I might have jumped. Let's see. CDC. And David says it's bedtime. It's got to go to bed. I think the vaccine might have been funded in part, or research, but I don't think the CDC is. But I might have jumped the gun on that. So I apologize. I might have jumped. Okay, you're right. No, you're right. So I take it back. In addition to congressional appropriations, CDC receives approximately $12 million in global funding through foundations and other donors, including the Bloomberg Family Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the CDC Foundation. Yeah, you're right. And what does that mean? And again, Nolan, I apologize. I jumped the gun on you. But again, that should be an example that I'm trying to play with the facts here. So what does that mean? Bill and Melinda Gates have some evil plan? Remember, Bill Gates is the one who's giving up most of his money? Nolan says, why did you jump to refute, especially if it doesn't mean anything? I just had a recollection in my head that I had seen that was debunked, but wanted to double check. So I was wrong. Again, another example for you that I'm seeking the truth. The Gates are giving up their wealth for global causes. So what does that mean? Tell me what that means. What is that evidence of? Tell me what it means. But I'm glad we checked. Let's see. I'm about done, guys. Hour and 40 minutes. I still haven't watched Monday Night Football from last night. No spoilers. My son's been coming home from work, and I got him into the NFL now. Remember I told you we got into the NBA? He's never been into sports. And now he knows more about the NBA than I do. Well, I've been secretly getting him in on the NFL. So we may stay up tonight and watch. Anything else on your mind? You guys are fantastic. Thank you for joining me. I think on Thursday night we'll talk about the Facebook whistleblower if I'm ready. So if you want to look into that, that's cool. Those of you just joining on Twitch, love to see you. Oh, I didn't see this before. Warbird Snipe said, yeesh, echo chamber stream. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Put a label on it, then you don't have to deal with anything I'm saying. Just put a label on it. Beyonce said it best. If you don't like it, put a label on it. And that would, she said something like that. Anyway, then you don't have to deal with it. Then somebody's saying something that makes you feel uncomfortable, goes against what you believe, put a label on it. Then you don't have to deal with it. That's not what we do here. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Go to jmcfarland.com, become a patron if you can. And we'll go back at it again on Thursday night. Everybody is welcome. So thanks again, and I'll see you on Thursday night. This is where I wave.